Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry will share dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Just one reminder before we begin. Grandy & Associates' newest tape series called Service Sense, designed specifically for technicians, has made a major entry into the trades industry. A number of companies that originally ordered one tape have now ordered tapes for all of their technicians. Most of you have already ordered your Service Sense tapes, but in case you haven't gotten around to it yet, there is a flyer enclosed. Where else could you train your technicians in customer service for only $99.95 a year? This month's tape is presented by Jim Olstinski. Jim has been a professional business writer and editor for over 20 years. Founding editor of Plumbing and Mechanical Magazine and publisher of the highly acclaimed PHC Profit Report newsletter, Jim has received numerous awards throughout his career for his clear, concise, and witty writing style. These include the Robert Boger Award and the T. Randolph Russell Award from the National Construction Writers Association for Best Magazine Editorial and Best Industry Newsletter, respectively. Apart from trade writing, Jim has had general interest articles published in the Chicago Tribune, Reader, and various other general interest publications. He holds a B.S. and M.A. in English from the University of Illinois Chicago, where he taught expository writing for 2 years. We have all done some marketing. Often our attitude sounds like, been there, done that. Today, let your old marketing habits take a rest and listen to one of the top marketing professionals in the trades industry share some fresh ideas on how to market your company.
There must be times when you look around and think that there's nothing new when it comes to marketing ideas. We see the same old headlines, slogans, and cliches. It's buy from me because we have the best price, or the best service, or a special deal. Even some of the artwork starts to look the same after a while. Most marketing does have a familiar ring to it. There's a good reason for that. If it works, why not keep doing it? If someone else is doing something that works, give it a try yourself. And that leads right into the first important marketing tip I'd like to discuss. That is, every marketing pro with anything on the ball keeps what's known as a swipe file. A swipe file is just what the name suggests, a place to store ideas you swipe from other sources. When you see an ad, a brochure, a business card, or anything else that rings your bell, clip it out and put it into a file folder. Keep a notepad in your pocket to jot down slogans and other things you see that you can't take with you. Do this, and it won't take long before you have a motherload of good ideas to build your own marketing campaign. Copyright and trademark laws forbid you from exactly reproducing these materials, but they can serve as a springboard into similar concepts appropriate to your business. Ideas come from everywhere. Your friends, neighbors, competitors, employees, and customers all are capable of coming up with ideas that could turn into a winning marketing campaign. Recently, I heard a speech by a man named Frank McGuire, who was one of the four original founders of the Federal Express package delivery firm back in the early 1980s. This was a company that came out of nowhere and was named by Fortune magazine as the top new company of the 1980s. Federal Express also was the first ever winner of the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award, given to companies for superior performance. Most of us became familiar with this company because of its memorable TV commercials built around the slogan, "When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight." It was a brilliant marketing strategy, and McGuire revealed how it started. Originally, Federal Express developed a marketing program centered around the slogan, "America, you've got a new airline." This referred to the Federal Express fleet of jets that enables it to deliver all those packages overnight. As big companies usually do, they wanted to test out the advertisements before investing millions of dollars. So they did some focus group studies. This is a common practice in marketing research. It's where companies bring a group of potential customers together and ask them a bunch of questions to reveal what they think about certain ads and marketing strategies. According to McGuire, the people in this focus group turned their nose up at the America, you've got a new airline slogan. It didn't turn anybody on. They kept pumping the focus group with questions, trying to find the underlying reasons why people felt the way they did. Finally, one person spoke up, saying, "Nobody cares about a new airline. All I want to know is whether a package will absolutely, positively get to where I'm sending it the next day." Presto. Thus was born one of the most sensational marketing campaigns of modern times. It didn't come about from any brilliant burst of creativity on the part of McGuire or any other Federal Express executive. The absolutely positively line was inspired by the everyday speech pattern of an average consumer. This doesn't mean the Federal Express people don't deserve credit. They deserve a lot of credit for being smart enough to recognize a potential winner and adapt it to their purposes. That's what a swipe file can do for you. It can provide a lot more creative ideas than you are capable of coming up with on your own. You also have the advantage of looking at those marketing themes as an outsider. You are in the position of a customer, which offers a much better perspective than you would get as the creator of an idea. We all tend to fall in love with our own ideas, even when they are stupid. We can see things more clearly when we don't have the pride of ownership attached. So get to work today on your swipe file. It's easy to do and costs nothing. According to J. Conrad Levinson, author of the fantastic Guerrilla Marketing series of books aimed at small businesses, the average person is exposed to almost 3,000 advertisements every day. All you need to do is pick out a few of them that turn you on and put them into your file. There's a second general principle of marketing that I'd like to share with you. That is repetition. I repeat, repetition. Once more, repetition. We might as well practice what we preach. You need to devote a lot of thought to any marketing campaign. Once you decide on a theme, however, don't be quick to discard it. It takes time for a marketing campaign or any given advertisement to bear fruit. It makes me cringe every time I hear a business owner say, "I'll buy an ad in that newspaper or magazine to see if it works. If it does, I'll do more advertising." This reveals a fundamental lack of understanding about how advertising works. Marketing efforts reinforce one another. That's why it's important to be consistent, using a single company logo, colors, and slogans. For instance, people easily forget an advertisement they might see in a newspaper or on a billboard, but they are much more likely to remember it if they see the same message and image repeated on your truck, on your company uniforms, on business cards, and so on. Repetition is the key. The chance is very small that a good prospect will just happen to see your ad the one time you run it. For any kind of advertising to work, it must be repeated a reasonable number of times. Here are 10 reasons why repetition is important to any marketing campaign. First, people are busy. The first time they see your ad, they may be interested in your services, but perhaps have other commitments that take precedence. For instance, they may know they need some work done on their home air conditioning system, but the car just broke down and that's all that's on their mind right now. If they saw the air conditioning company's ad a second or third time after the car got fixed, they might take action. Second, people are forgetful. Think of how many times you vaguely recall seeing an ad for a given product or service, but when it comes time to buy, you simply can't remember the name. Reason number three, they don't have a pressing need for your services right now, but next month they might, or the month after. This is especially pertinent to people like you in the service business. The odds are against anyone seeing your newspaper ad or billboard or TV commercial at the exact moment they need a household repair. But at some time they are bound to need a repair, and you want to make sure your name is out there. Number four, people are lazy. They mean to give you a call, but just don't get around to it. So you have to keep reminding them that you're around. Reason number five why repetition is important. People may miss your ad. No medium delivers 100% of its audience at all times. If you advertise once a year in a monthly magazine, the odds are great that the average reader will miss your ad in that particular month. However, if your ad appears every month, the odds are quite good that every reader will spot it at least once. The more you advertise, the better your chance of connecting. Reason number six, They may have qualms about your business. Maybe somebody told them something bad about you, and that's what sticks in their mind. However, the more they hear positive messages about you, the more it will crowd out the negative image and reassure people that you are respectable. Study after study has shown that advertising helps to build trust. Just being familiar with a company's name is enough to give it a veneer of respectability. Repeated advertising builds that kind of name recognition. Reason number 7. People procrastinate. They're too busy or lazy or preoccupied to call you now, but they count on seeing your ad another time when they're in a better position to make a buying decision. Reason number 8. They may hesitate because of the expense. They may not have the money to pay for a certain repair or remodeling job now, but they may have it next week or next month. They're likely to spend it with someone else unless you keep reminding them that you're around. Number 9. They just patronized someone else, but maybe they weren't satisfied with that company. Or maybe the other company moves away or closes up shop. The more you repeat your ads, the more likely they are to see it and switch their business to you. One more reason why repetition is important. Ads often get reinforced by something in the news. The first time someone sees an ad about, say, duct cleaning, they may not be interested. Then they read an article about household allergies and suddenly take an interest in getting their ducts cleaned. Repetitive advertising gives you a better chance to reach people when they are in a buying mood. Many service businesses are on limited budgets, and they tend to pull back on advertising expenditures when things get a little tight. If that happens to you, reduce the size of your ads before you reduce their frequency. It's much better to run small ads on a regular basis than to run large ones sporadically. Now I'd like to tell you about what may be the best marketing program I've observed among any service contractor in the country. It's a marketing campaign launched a couple of years ago by Midway Plumbing Services of Clearwater, Florida. Its focal point is the slogan, Above and Beyond, and it's very interesting how that developed. The executives at Midway were in a brainstorming session several years ago and bouncing ideas around of how to stand out from the pack. They felt, as I noted at the beginning of this tape, that between them and their competitors, most everything had already been tried. A consumer had no good way of distinguishing one plumbing company from another. Suddenly, their president, Bill Wolf, came up with the idea of buying a blimp. Look at the distinctive recognition it gives to Goodyear, he thought. Many of us also can name Fujifilm and Metropolitan Life as other companies that operate blimps. We often see them at televised sporting events and other festivities. Not too many companies operate blimps. We tend to recall the names of those that do. What an imaginative idea. Only problem is that the folks at Midway Plumbing did some research and found out that the cost to operate a full-size blimp like Goodyear's runs about $3 million a year. That was, to say the least, quite a bit beyond their budget. Not too many residential plumbing firms could tackle something like that. However, in the course of their research, they found out about a retired Goodyear pilot who had developed a prototype for a smaller remote-controlled airship. It was basically a scale model about 1/7 the size of the Goodyear blimp. After a series of conversations, they ended up buying the first commercial version. One of its first launches was at a Sunday night football game in late 1995 between the Tampa Bay Bucks and Green Bay Packers. At the time, the Buccaneers were threatening to move out of the Tampa Bay area. So Midway pinned a large sheet to its airship with a sign that read, "Bucks Stay in Tampa Bay." Throughout the game, they flew it around the stadium, which was filled with 72,000 people that night. Think anybody noticed? The airship is now a familiar sight around the Tampa Bay area. Midway flies it in conjunction with parades, sporting events, home shows, and various other outdoor events. Several local newspapers and TV shows have done stories on their airship, adding a bunch of free publicity to their marketing mix. By now, there are probably few households in their trading area who can't identify Midway Plumbing Services. Most impressive to me, though, is not the single gimmick of an airship. It's how the company has melded an entire marketing campaign around it based on the theme Above and Beyond. A picture of the airship with that slogan appears with their logo on business cards, invoices, bumper stickers, newspaper, and Yellow Pages ads on every marketing material they produce. Company officials even have developed a motivational program that they take into the schools, urging kids to go, quote, above and beyond with their achievements. Midway's program truly stands apart as the best coordinated marketing effort I've ever seen by a service contracting firm. They are a fast-growing company and a profitable one, and it's easy to understand why. Let's keep in mind one extremely important principle about marketing. The best marketing ideas are not necessarily those that win awards for graphic design or cleverness. The best marketing ideas are those that help you sell your goods and services. I'll never forget an incident that occurred to me a couple of years ago when I was a dinner speaker at a meeting of a Chicago Area Contractor Association. My presentation had to do with marketing, and I was trying to make a point about the famous TV commercials with the pink bunny that keeps on going and going. For the life of me, I couldn't remember the brand name being advertised. I asked my audience for help, and one guy volunteered that it was the Duracell bunny. Another guy yelled out, the Ever-Ready Bunny. It was, of course, the Energizer Bunny, and Energizer batteries are made by Ever-Ready. But isn't it revealing that it took several tries before anyone could name the product being advertised? Even worse, one person associated it with a competing brand. We all get a kick out of the Energizer Bunny, and it's won quite a few advertising industry awards. But I have my doubts whether it's an effective marketing program, not when it helps sell the competition. Ads that get a lot of laughs do not always result in sales. Nor do ads that hardly mention the company or product name. For instance, I really wonder if Nike is getting its money's worth with those arty TV commercials in which the sneaker company is not even mentioned, except for a few silent seconds of its logo at the end. What kind of marketing might be effective for a service contractor? No issue is as important to your customers as trust. People who have done serious market research about the service contracting field have found that the average consumer simply doesn't have much confidence in those companies. We all know there are too many shoddy and/or shady operators out there, and this reflects on everybody. Consequently, I believe that one of the most effective marketing tactics for a service business is to build an imposing array of referrals and testimonials. When you brag about your skills and services, the average person is not impressed. Advertising is filled with self-serving hype, and we all learn to tune it out. But when someone else brags about you, it carries considerably more weight. People respond in a positive way to endorsements by their friends and neighbors. Most of you know this, of course. Most service contractors take justifiable pride in the number of repeat customers they have. You know that word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Problem is, most service contractors miss the boat when it comes to generating word of mouth referrals and testimonials. They tend to wait around passively for customers to write a complimentary letter or recommend your company to a close friend. If you run a good business, you'll get a handful of endorsements like that, but you'll get much more if you learn to prime the pump. By that I mean simply making a proactive attempt to solicit testimonials and referrals. Anytime a customer says something good about you, ask permission to use that positive statement in your advertising. Don't ask the customer to write a letter for you. You write the letter, quoting the customer's words as closely as possible. Then get that person's signature for approval. Most service companies hand out customer response cards on the job, asking customers to rate your performance and with room for extra comments. These response cards offer an ideal opportunity to collect ready-made testimonials. At the end of the comments section, include a line asking if you can use that person's comments in your advertising and promotional materials. Leave room for a signature. Do this, and within weeks, you will have more endorsements than you can use from people you can quote by name. And that spells credibility. Another way to generate referrals is to simply pay for them. Realtors, auto salesmen, and people in a variety of other businesses are in the habit of offering cash payments for referrals that result in a sale. Why not your service business? An amount I would recommend is $25. Anything less than that, some people might shrug off as not worth their trouble. They might even feel insulted. However, most people still think $25 is a significant amount of money. Money Magazine reported a survey showing that 41% of respondents indicated they'd be willing to drive 10 miles to save $25. And from your perspective, $25 is a small price to pay for the chance of gaining a customer for life. I've also heard of some service companies giving away dinner for two restaurant certificates for good referrals. Most of them cut a deal with a local restaurant to obtain $50 dinner certificates at half price. Or they trade services or promotional considerations for those certificates. Whatever you do, remember, don't just sit there waiting for testimonials and referrals to come your way. Become an active marketer. By the way, don't just pay customers for successful leads. Start a program in your company rewarding employees for new business they bring your way. Encourage your employees to talk up your company to family, friends, neighbors, and social acquaintances. Then pay a commission or finder's fee for any jobs that result. You'd be amazed at the number of people on your payroll whose friends and family buy their services from firms other than yours. Also consider holding a contest to find the employee who garners the most complimentary letters in the course of a year. Treat that employee to a weekend getaway or some other high-value prize. Those of you who service both residential and commercial accounts should also capitalize on the opportunity to gain referrals from one to the other. Every business has employees who own homes, and most homes have someone connected with the business world. So you want your residential customers to refer you to work in their place of business, and you want people you deal with in commercial buildings to hire you to work in their homes. One way to do that is to offer 10% discounts to employees of commercial clientele. Send a letter to your commercial accounts explaining that you appreciate their business. Enclose a bunch of discount coupons and invite your contact to distribute them to all employees. Most will welcome this chance to give away an employee perk that costs them nothing. Here's another good marketing tip to set yourself apart from the crowd. If your market includes significant numbers of foreign speakers, make a special effort to cater to that ethnic group by printing up bilingual business cards and advertising messages. A big word of caution, be sure to use a thoroughly fluent translator. Don't rely on your son or daughter just because he or she got A's in her high school Spanish class. All languages have tricky, idiomatic expressions that seem to mean one thing in literal translation, but don't translate that way to a native speaker. Perhaps you recall an episode back in the 1980s when President George Bush paid a visit to Poland. In greeting a Polish audience, the president made a comment along the lines of how much he wanted to be friends with them. Except the translator, who may have been tired out from jet lag, used an expression that conveyed the impression that our president wanted to have sex with the Polish people. So be careful. If you have a fluent foreign speaker among your office or field staff, don't miss an opportunity to say so in all your marketing materials. For instance, the expression, "Se habla español," can bring in loads of business in a Spanish-speaking community. One of the simplest ways of getting the biggest bang for your marketing buck is to identify other businesses who deal with the same basic audience. Offer to send their stuffers, flyers, etc. in your business mailings, asking that they do the same for you in return. Restaurants are prime prospects for cross-marketing. Ask them to provide free meals to customers of yours who win contests. In return, the restaurant gets named in all your promotions for that contest. I'm aware of a service company that arranged with a pizza carryout place to have its flyers stapled to the top of every carryout box. In return, the contracting company sent out a restaurant coupon with all of its invoices. Also consider supplying the restaurant with free placemats bearing your company's name and logo. Ewing Air, based in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, is a prominent air conditioning service firm that has one of the neatest newspaper advertising campaigns I've ever heard of. What they've done is solicit technical questions from their customers. Then each week, they run a newspaper ad featuring a picture of one of their service technicians and his response to the question. They cross-market with a local restaurant to provide a free dinner for two for each customer whose question gets selected. This kind of marketing has all sorts of benefits. For one thing, you get your customers involved in your business, and you make someone real happy when their question gets selected to run in the newspaper ad. Second, you establish your service technicians as experts in their own right. Third, imagine what that does for employee morale. How bold are you? How much confidence do you have in your business? If the answers are quite a lot, then you may want to hear about one of the most impressive marketing tactics any company can try. That is, let the customer name the price for your service within certain parameters. There is a concrete supply company out in Northern California called Granite Rock Company that has won a Baldrige National Quality Award. One of the things they've done is establish what they call the Granite Rock Short Pay Method. The back of all their invoices say, if you're not satisfied with any of our services, then don't pay for it. Just scratch off that part of the bill and subtract that item from the total. Just pay the part that we've earned. What a bold statement. I've also heard of restaurants that don't have prices on their menus. They simply invite patrons to pay what they think the meal is worth. More often than not, patrons will pay as much or more than they would in a restaurant of comparable value. Sometimes appealing to people's sense of trust and fair play can pay off. Frankly, I've never heard of a service contractor trying this strategy, and if I were in your business, I doubt that I would have the guts to do it. But I sure am impressed to hear of businesses with so much confidence in their services that they would try something so bold as to invite customers to pay what they think they are worth. Now I'm going to turn away from the big things to talk about some simple little marketing efforts you can do to promote your business. First, spend a little time to develop business cards that are both fancy and functional. By fancy, I mean with some color, with information printed on both sides. Some companies print a discount coupon on their business cards, which is a good idea. Be sure your business card tells everything you do. Don't assume that people know your full range of services. Also include your area code and fax number. Business cards aren't only for passing out to local customers. They also are used to network with business associates from different parts of the country. So make it easy for them to reach you. Another easy and inexpensive marketing technique is to have your service technicians do what's known as clover leafing after each call. Fill plastic bags with your literature and premiums, such as refrigerator magnets and monogram pencils. Then, after every job, have your service techs leave them on the doorknobs of adjacent houses and the one directly across the street. The term cloverleaf comes from these three directions. Cloverleafing takes practically no time, and each service tech can reach as many as 100 households a week doing this. Multiply that by the number of service techs you employ and by the number of weeks they work. Pretty soon, your marketing materials are reaching thousands of people in your community at very little cost. Coffee mugs make great premiums to leave on clover leaving expeditions. Fill them with packets of coffee, hot chocolate, refrigerator magnets, pencils or pens, etc. Many of you already know that one of the best marketing tools available to any service firm is a service agreement. There are at least four reasons why service agreements are a terrific marketing tool. 1. Service agreements give you a first look, if not a total lock-in, with agreement customers. By the way, always refer to them as service agreements, not service contracts. The term contract sounds too legalistic and has a tendency to scare people off. Advantage number 2, service agreements help to even out seasonal fluctuations in work. Number 3, they get you into the customer's home or business facility on a regular basis with the opportunity to sell add-ons and upgrades. Number 4, service agreements help to develop personal relationships with customers. Develop a two-tier pricing system for service agreement customers so that they get discounts on emergency repairs. Also give them priority service for emergency calls. These create a powerful incentive to buy a service agreement. Many firms with service agreements have developed price books with two side-by-side columns displaying the regular rate versus the discounted rate for service agreement customers. They usually call the latter the value rate or something to that effect. Many customers see this and ask the service technician what they have to do to earn the value price, which should be at least a third off. On expensive jobs, it will be worthwhile for them to buy the service agreement just for the value price on that one single job. Don't miss an opportunity to donate service agreements to charitable auctions. You can write off the cost of the calls as a charitable deduction, and it's a great way to recruit new customers. Another neat marketing trick is to start a price club, just like they do with Sam's Warehouse and all those other discount membership stores. Sell memberships and issue plastic cards that entitle people to discount pricing on all your goods and services. Service firms that have done this generally price the memberships at a little under $100 and structure it so that people can save money if they spend between $200 and $300 with you in the course of a year. Anyone belonging to your price club would surely hesitate to call anyone else for service and repair work. Here are some more keen tips used by clever service contractors. Advertise in church bulletins. These are some of the best advertising buys around for a service firm. They generate a high return in relation to their low cost. Also, readers of church bulletins tend to be very loyal and pay their bills. Establish a tickler file listing the date of all major installations. As the first anniversary of the installation approaches, send a birthday card to the water heater, boiler, furnace, appliance, or whatever. Include a message about servicing them and some company marketing materials. Do your service vehicles have backup beepers? There are two reasons why they should. First is safety. Service technicians are always backing out of driveways in residential neighborhoods. A backup beeper reduces their chance of running over a child. There is also a marketing component to a backup beeper. It's a way of drawing attention to your truck. Every time the backup beeper sounds, everyone in the neighborhood turns to see what's making the noise. This draws attention to your vehicle signage. Whenever you're stumped for a promotional theme, try an anniversary special. It doesn't have to be a landmark 10th, 25th, or 50th year celebration. Do something offbeat on, say, your 7th anniversary, like offering every 7th caller a special gift or discount. Speaking of discount coupons, don't be afraid to advertise the fact that you accept all coupons, even those of your competitors. Why would you do that? Well, why wouldn't you? The point of coupons is to attract customers you wouldn't otherwise get. So what does it matter whose coupon they turn in? You can make your competitors' marketing efforts pay off for you by advertising that you accept the coupons of anyone in the same business. One of the most fundamental things you can do to gain a marketing edge is to professionalize your service staff. Call them service technicians. Issue them uniforms, business cards, and identification badges. On your service tech's ID badge, list all of their certifications, such as CPR and first aid, EPA hazardous waste disposal, CFC handling, drug and alcohol free testing, and so on. Inspect daily for appearance and equipment upkeep. Don't ever send anybody out to deal with customers without first putting them through some intensive customer relations training. I can't emphasize this point enough. Nobody is more critical to the success of a service business than your service technicians. Your service technician is your company in the eyes of customers. You must make him or her feel part of the team. Service techs must be well compensated and motivated. If they are not, customers will sense their resentment in an instant. Instruct your service techs to do little chores for free. Check smoke detector batteries, change light bulbs, repair the doorbell, take out the trash. None of this takes much time, but it impresses the heck out of customers when somebody offers to do it for them without even being asked. Supply your service techs with doggy treats. People love their dogs. Imagine the impression it makes when your service tech calms a barking hound by giving it a treat. Buy boxes of doggy treats and have your techs fill their pockets each day. Also have your service techs give away little premiums at the end of each service call. Bathroom deodorizer is one example of a simple little gift that will be appreciated and will distinguish you from the competition. One of the biggest aggravations consumers have with service firms is their failure to show up when expected. That's why many progressive service contractors establish a policy of arriving within 15 minutes of the promised time, or else the call or some portion of it is free. This requires your service techs to be sure to call in when delayed, of course. Another thing many modern service firms do is supply their service techs with surgical booties to slip over their shoes to avoid tracking dirt and grime in customers' homes. It makes quite an impression on your customers to know you are concerned about cleanliness. Some plumbing companies also supply their service people with rubber gloves. It protects against disease and also has a marketing purpose in conveying a sense of cleanliness and professionalism. Over the years, I've observed hundreds of service companies in action. If there's one thing that separates the winners from the losers, I think it boils down to an attitude. When I was young, I used to see this attitude expressed with signs posted in most places of business. The sign used to read, "The customer is always right." You don't see it very often anymore. Our society has acquired a harsher edge to it. Often, when service contractors start exchanging war stories with one another, one can sense a tone of hostility toward their customers. I've heard many of them brag about times they've told this or that customer off. They take a perverse pride in this. The winning attitude that I've observed is quite the opposite. Smart service contractors know that you can never win an argument with a customer. Smart service contractors will give in to customers more often than not. Most arguments involve price in one form or another. Usually the customer thinks you've charged too much for a given job. One of the best ways I've heard of dealing with these situations is to simply ask the customer how much he or she thinks the job is worth. More often than not, the customer will quote an amount pretty close to the asking price. We're dealing with human psychology here. They don't want to appear to be cheapskates. Even if they quote a price far below your asking price, ask yourself what it will cost you to lose that customer forever. And not only to lose that customer, but to have that disgruntled customer living in your community and telling everyone he or she knows what a lousy company you run. In the long run, wouldn't it be much less costly to give in? The customer is always right. That may not be literally true, but it will pay off for your company to adopt that slogan as a way of life. And this, my friends, may be the best marketing tip of all time.
We hope this edition of the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month has given you many new ideas to help you run your company more effectively. And don't forget, if you haven't ordered your Service Sense tapes yet, fill out the enclosed flyer and return it today. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.